All right, first day of practice, go. Getting ready for the 49ers and the NFC Championship game on Sunday, Matt.
I thought it was good practice. You know, Wednesday, obviously an important day for us, and, to start installing the game plan and going through the things we want to do this weekend. So I thought it was good. We got off to a good start.
What do you see when you look at that defensive front over there and all those Pro Bowlers?
When you turn on the film, you see a really good defense. They are solid. I mean, six Pro Bowlers on defense, guys that are extremely talented. They play as hard and as physical as anybody in the league. I think you see that when you watch the film, and I think they're very sound in their scheme. You know, they do what they do. They show up week in and week out, have a lot of same things show up week in and week out, but they do them very well.
What challenges will the marauding safeties present? Last week you had the big corners. This week you got two Pro Bowl safeties out back there.
Both of those guys do a great job, Golson and Whitner, and you know, they come down in the run game. They're physical against the run. They do a great job in their passing game, both playing high safety and then coming down and cutting crossing routes. You know, I've been very impressed with both of those guys on film. They're aggressive. They've got great range. They cover a lot of ground, and you know, their scheme allows them to, you know, make plays in the secondary. They change up their coverages pretty good, and they move both those guys around pretty well.
Are they much different from 2 years ago when you faced them?
Yeah, they're definitely different. Personnel, I mean, they've got some similar guys to what we faced a couple of years ago, but schematically they're different than when we played them last time.
Matt, is there anything somebody can throw at you that you don't feel like, as an offensive unit, you guys can't handle?
No, you know, I think, you know, in terms of scheme and blitzes and those kind of things, you know, I think we've got a veteran group of guys who, you know, certainly have seen a lot of different looks. You know, there's always times where they catch you a little bit confused, and it's, you know, how you react in those situations. And for the most part, I think we've done a pretty good job of that all year. And then it's about adjusting to it on the sideline. And that's another thing that I think, you know, we've done a good job of all year. I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle or two for us when we get out there and start playing situationally. Maybe they'll have some different things from what they've shown the past couple of weeks. But that's, you know, par for the course. That's kind of what you see every week.
What do you notice on film from Alden Smith as opposed to DeMarcus Ware or any of the other edge guys you faced?
Alden Smith, you know, a talented player. You know, has his own unique skill set. I think he has the most sacks. I'm not sure, but I think he has the most sacks in the league the last 2 years. And, you know, he plays tandem with Justin Smith, and I think those two guys really play well with each other. They do a great job in their defensive line stunts in terms of, you know, creating a free rusher. You know, I think the thing that's, you know, interesting about what they do with Alden, too, is, you know, he drops out and gets into coverage a little bit, too, and he does a great job with that. So, I mean, he's an extremely, extremely versatile player and certainly somebody we're going to have to be aware of where he's at on Sunday.
And, Matt, could you talk about how you're able to maintain your poise late in the games and, you know, perhaps for the visitors, go over how you got the Matty Ice nickname and collars there?
The Matty Ice nickname, it actually started when I was in high school. Yeah, it started when I was in high school and just kind of in the locker room. Really when I was a freshman in high school, it kind of started and has stuck. But for no particular reason, just kind of out of the blue, it sounded cool. But what was the other part of the question?
How you maintain your poise. Did you do something back then to lead them to give you that nickname? Did you pull out a game or something along the line there and just continued throughout?
Yeah, it must have been JV football or something like that when I was a freshman. No, I mean, honestly, nothing really that crazy. But in terms of keeping my poise, I think as a guy who's been around now for 5 years, you learn that, you know, it's difficult week in and week out during the NFL, during an NFL game. And you need to keep playing, and you need to stay focused on trying to go out there and execute as best you can. And if you're worrying about all of the other things that I think everybody else worries about while they're watching the games or whatever, you're taking away from what you need to do. And it's not just myself. I think, you know, collectively as a team, we've done a great job of it all year of, you know, regardless of how games shake out, we just continue to battle, continue to play as best we can, and continue to fight. And you know, when you have guys that have that kind of mentality, it gives you a chance every week.
Matt, you and Todd McClure really kind of hit it off from the time you came into the league. Can you just sort of talk about your chemistry with him? And everyone talks about receiver, quarterback chemistry, but chemistry with the center and also what you learned from him and what he brings.
Yeah, Todd's been huge for my career here in Atlanta. And I think, you know, he's a guy that doesn't get enough recognition. I mean, in all honesty, my first 2 years here, in terms of our pass protection, Todd carried me. He really did, and he set every protection. He got us on the right page. He kept me clean, and helped me out immensely. He's the consummate professional. He really is. I mean, he's extremely well prepared week in and week out. He gives it everything he has, and it's, you know, he's a guy that I've looked up to on how to handle your business, how to be a good teammate, what it takes to have yourself prepared, those kind of things. I've looked up to him since I've been here, and you know, he certainly meant an awful lot to me.
There was some question after last year whether he'd be back this year. Were you concerned through that period? Were you talking to him at all? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we keep in touch during the off season, and, you know, it's one of those things. I remember he sent out a mass text when he signed back, and all of, you know, most of the guys were on it, and everybody's responses were, you know, just everybody was fired up. Everybody was excited that he was going to be back, and you know, he's just a great teammate. He really is. He's a great person, great teammate, and you know, he's one of the leaders of our football team.
What the text
said? What's that?
What the text
said? just something to the extent of, you know, he's going to be back this year, but it was probably had a few different words than that.
Matt, Todd was somewhat emotional when I talked to him after your win against Seattle, saying essentially that we've broken through the bubble and now we can just go play. Is there a sense that you feel now we can just kind of go play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I think it's a good thing to get that first one out of the way for sure. That because there's a lot of other things, a lot of other questions that you have to answer and, you know, can be distracting. I think everybody did a great job of not letting it distract us, but it can be. And really at this point, I think it's more of, you know, let's just get back into our routine of week-to-week normal stuff, normal questions that you have to answer and get ourselves prepared to go out and play. And I think if we keep that mindset, stay loose, we've been loose all year, and we were loose last week. If we continue to, you know, be that way, I think that's going to bode well for us.
What's Tony been like this week now that he's gotten that one under his belt?
Very, very similar to what he's like every week. I mean, Tony is he's another guy. You know, just he's a consummate professional. He shows up every week. He handles his business. He's fun to be around. He's got a great personality. You know, he's easygoing in the locker room, and he's been himself. He's been himself this week.
Is there any part of you that thinks, you know, the further this goes, the more fun he has here, the more it might convince him to hang in there a little bit?
I tell him all the time. You know, he talked about this 95% sure. I tell him all the time I'm convinced of the other 5%. You know, I think he can continue to play. But, you know, whatever he chooses to do, I mean, it's been an unbelievable run for him, and I'm just, you know, so happy to have been a part of it for as long as I have.
Matt, personally, you're talking about yourself personally. This is the longest pro season you've had getting to this point. How you're resting? You're getting good sleep at night? What's it like to be here today with that trophy here?
I'm sleeping great. You know, I sleep good. I really really good. You know, I worked really hard this off season to try and get myself in good condition and have worked hard throughout the entire year to try and stay as fresh as I possibly can. And, you know, my body feels great. Obviously, mentally, I think everybody, you know, if you can't be fresh and ready to roll this time, you know, that's you've got something wrong with you. So I think everybody, including myself, mentally is 100% there.
Matt, a little off the beaten path. I was looking at your recruiting page coming out of Philly, and you were the number 25 dropback quarterback in your class and a three-star. I would say you've exceeded that a little bit.
Can't trust those.
Did that motivate you, or what did you? I mean, did you feel like I want to, you know, show that I'm?
I thought it was pretty good in high school. I mean, if you're ranked in the top 25, it's not bad, you know. Again, it's one of those things. I never really thought too much of it. Just, you know, was excited to have had the opportunity to get a scholarship to go to Boston College and just try to make the most of my opportunity.
Matt, there was a stat yesterday that of the four quarterbacks remaining, you have the highest completion percentage on deep balls and that you were like sixth in the league this year. Do you feel any vindication maybe? people might have questioned your ability.
No, because you know what? I always had confidence in myself. I always knew that regardless of what was being asked or what was being said, you know, we had the capability of getting it done. We just need to, you know, be a little bit better at it. And I think, you know, there's a lot of areas that we've improved this year. I think that's one of them.
Matt, you mentioned getting back into the routine at the same time. Is it difficult to get back into an actual normal routine and look at it as just another game when all of this is not normal?
It's a little different. I mean, you have to be able to adjust. It's still the same people asking questions. We're just, you know, in a different location. But yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit different schedule. But you know, that's part of the deal. You adjust and you work through it, and you know, it's not that big of a deal.
It was really different, Matt, being a quarterback just won a playoff game, Matt. But doesn't feel any different this week.
I feel the same as I did last week. You know, I think, you know, when you walk in and you turn on the film on a Monday or a Tuesday and you're getting ready to play your next game, there's a whole new laundry list of problems that you need to address, you know. And so that's more of where my focus has been, and I think that's where it needs to be.
There's a lot of pep rallies going on. Since you can't be there, what would you like to tell the fans?
We appreciate their support. I mean, they've been awesome. The Falcons fans have been awesome this year. This past weekend, they were awesome in the dome. Really, really loud. We might need them to be a little bit quieter when we're on offense. But, you know, they were awesome and excited. And it's been fun to be a part of it. And, you know, hopefully they can keep it going.
Matt, when you hear the phrase rise up, what do you think or feel?
It reminds me of game day. It really does. It reminds me of being at the dome. You know, one of the first things, it sounds weird, but one of the first things you hear when you walk in after, you know, they're checking your bags, the security and the attendants at the door yell it, and they tell you to rise up. So it that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Matt, the recipe, so to speak, is different every season. So I guess that means there are some different ingredients. What are the most different ingredients for you this year that makes you guys special?
Well, you know, I think we have a lot of similarities to what we've done in the past, a lot of the same guys back. I think, you know, Dirk Koetter on offense has done a great job coming in here. I think everybody's enjoyed working with him. I think he's, you know, added some different things to our offense that have helped us, and you know, I think that's been important. I think Mike Nolan on the defensive side of the ball also has done a great job and has our defense playing really, really well. When you look at the addition of Asante, you know, I think Asante Samuel's been great for our organization and our team. He's got, you know, unbelievable energy day in and day out. He's fun to be around, and you know, I think he's helped us. So, I mean, those are just three different pieces to the puzzle this year, but certainly three people that have really helped us.
Big part of that continuity you guys have had, I mean, throughout since 2010 to now, that you've kind of gone through those failures to get to this point?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, I think everything that you go through kind of builds you as a team, builds you as, you know, as a tribe. That's one of the words that, you know, Smitty talked about at the beginning of the year for us. You know, and a lot of the times when you have some tough times and some bumps in the road, I think that brings everybody closer together. And I think really, I really do. I think this is, you know, a team that's probably mentally tougher than some of the teams that I've been a part of. You know, I think everybody has kind of a tougher shell. You know, everybody's a little bit harder than we have been in the past, and I think that's helped us. I think, you know, we got it through the end of the game last week, and we're able to find a way to get it done. And that's kind of been a little bit of our MO the entire year. You know, we've found different ways to get wins, and I think that's, you know, that's what's been the most rewarding, the best part to be a part of is that everybody has contributed.
Last one, Gus.
Matt, will you continue to ignore the noise, so to speak, the outside critics, and keep ESPN off and, you know, just kind of stay away from that kind of stuff, the internet? And does this team feel like it's doubted amongst the Final Four? Does that stoke the fuel?
Yeah, no, for me, you know what, I'm not going to change what I've done the last couple of weeks, you know, and that's kind of been to try and keep everything quiet, not worry too much about what's being said or what's being written, those kind of things, and just focus on, you know, what I can control. And that's, you know, having myself well prepared, being on top of our game plan and trying to have a really good understanding of the defense that I'm going against. And beyond that, you know, I don't really worry about what other people think.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.